Normal by Charisse Jewell. Part 1. Sam. Made August. Chapter 1. Home from the hospital. My mom's coming home and I can't wait to see her. 2 weeks ago she went crazy and my dad took her to the hospital. I'm not supposed to call it that, crazy, but I don't know why. That's what she was. She couldn't sleep, so she stayed awake all the time, cleaning and painting through the night while the rest of us slept. At first it was fun. She wanted to play with us and kept braiding my hair, but then it turned bad. By the time Dad checked her into the hospital, she was talking all the time. Like, all the time. And super fast, so nobody could understand her. It was kind of funny, but not really. She kept getting angry and wouldn't listen to anyone, and sometimes she cried for no reason. That was the not fun part. It made me scared when she was like that. Not scared of her, but scared because she was a different person. She wasn't my mom. Before the hospital, I sometimes heard her in the night listening to music, even though she played it really soft. I wanted to get out of bed and sit with her, but I didn't want to get in trouble because I was supposed to be asleep. I just wanted her to hug me and tell me everything was okay, even though I knew it wasn't. Sam, have you finished the sign? I jump in my seat, startled by the interruption, and turn to see my grandmother standing behind me. She's been staying with us since Mama went away, to help out. I guess 4 kids are a lot for just Dad. I'm glad she's here. She's like a nicer version of Mama. I'd still rather have Mama, though, even if she does make us finish our vegetables. Bibi, you scared me, I say. I didn't hear you. Her slippers must make her extra stealthy. I hope she won't slip on our hardwood floors, especially going down the stairs. I never used to worry about those kinds of things, but now they're all I think about. Accidents, disasters. Bibi places a hand on my shoulder as she leans to inspect my poster. Sorry, honey, I didn't mean to sneak up. That looks wonderful. We both admire my poster, markers and glitter bubble letters that read, "Welcome home, Mama." I drew hearts and happy faces, and even our little stick figure family holding flowers and balloons. Looking at it now with Bibi, I'm not sure how to feel. It looks kind of childish. I hope she likes it. I miss her. You can take it, I say, pushing my chair out to push Bibi away. Before I stand up, the twins run into the dining room, chasing each other around the table. They are so loud sometimes. Ooh, what's that? Juliana asks. Both girls stop running to admire the glitter. It's so shiny, Susie says. They lean over the table together in one smooth motion, as though only one brain controls both of their movements. They're not identical twins, but sometimes it seems like they can read each other's minds. Sam made it for Mama, Bibi says. She smiles at me and starts to rub one hand up and down my back. I love my grandmother, but right now her touch gives me shivers. Not good.